questions bite-sized.
Short and curly bites.
Bites, 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 bites.
Short and curly bites.
Big questions, small serving size.
Oh boy, I am so nervous. Okay. Hey, Conductor Momo.
Yeah, Carl, what's up?
I don't think I should be doing the clarinet solo in our big classical music concert.
What? Why?
Well, everyone else here is a professional concert musician, and I've never performed the clarinet in front of people in my life. I'm going to sound horrible.
Carl, that's exactly why you should be doing this solo. It's important to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you're right. I should get out of my comfort zone. Let me just practice it again. Okay, on second thoughts, who cares about getting out of my comfort zone? This is going to be embarrassing, and blowing into the clarinet hurts my cheeks. And once again, this sounds horrible.
Carl, come on, this will be good for you.
Are you just saying that because all your other musicians have pulled out of the concert?
Look, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't part of it, but mainly it's about the comfort zone thing.
Today's short and curly bite-sized question.
Is it a good idea to force someone to step out of their comfort zone? Lenore Gordon Smith.
I think the answer is it depends. It can be scary and horrible to be forced into doing things you don't want to do. Like sometimes parents used to teach their kids to swim by just throwing them in the deep end of the pool. Really scary. But sometimes it can be a good thing to be forced out of your comfort zone. And we don't get to practice being brave except by doing things that scare us. I like the saying, the more you stay in your comfort zone, the smaller it gets.
Oh, great saying. Someone should print that on a t-shirt.
And if you always wait till you feel ready to go outside your comfort zone, maybe you never will. Because definitionally, it's uncomfortable. Sometimes we need a push from schools or parents to get us over that last little bit of fear, and then we'll be glad once it's done. But that's the key. When we push someone to do something that they don't want to do, will they be glad once it's done? Or will they just feel bossed around, out of control, and just as frightened as they were before they did it? It can be tough to predict in advance, but if we're going to push people outside their comfort zone for their own good, we'd better be really sure it will be for their own good. And now, I'm gonna bounce.
Hey, that bouncing sound is really catchy. How'd you like to have a solo in a classical music concert?
Short and Curly Bites is made by ABC Kids and Family.
Tell your friends and teachers to find more episodes of Short and Curly via the ABC Listen app.
Thank you to Oliver for the curly question today.
You can keep stewing on it. Is it a good idea to force someone to step out of their comfort zone?